Speaker is David S. from San Diego.
David!
Thank you, guys. My name is David S., and I'm an alcoholic. Very honored to be here tonight, and, you know, it's the first time I'm going to share in an AA room with my wife inside. And the first time I'm going to be recorded, so I'm really going to make an effort to keep it, you know, general. And don't go into any specifics of how it was for me, you know. But I can tell you the way it was when I was out there. I basically thought everything was okay with me. You know, I just like to party a lot. And I always made sure that my outside staff, you know, proved that I was okay, you know. And that meant having a family, you know, having a business and having a car and having all the stuff that I thought I needed, you know, just to be normal. And I never, ever imagined, you know, that one day I would say I am an alcoholic. You know, like for me, an alcoholic was somebody that was pushing a car out there or, you know, was drinking every morning or whatever it was, you know, but that wasn't me. And basically what happened, I gave up on a family that I had, you know, a wife and a little kid, because I thought that, you know, I wasn't meant to be a dad. I wasn't meant to be a husband. I made a mistake. You know, I'm just a party guy, and it's better for them if I leave. So that's what I did. You know, I kind of made a decision and just partied. And life kept going on, and a couple of years later, I met another woman, and she liked to party too, so we partied together for a little bit. And then, you know, we happened to have another kid. And this time, I didn't want to leave, you know, but she did. And for the first time in my life, you know, somebody called me a drug addict. You know, I always manage, I think, you know, looking back to keep everybody far away enough, you know, so they wouldn't see really deep into me, you know, and that included my parents that are in Spain, you know, all the people that love me. I always, looking back, that's maybe why I'm in the States, you know, today. You know, I've been here for over 15 years now. I don't know. But basically, this time, she was leaving, you know, and she called me, you know, she said, I've been with an alcoholic before. You're a drug addict, and I don't want to be with you anymore. You know, I'm leaving. And she was about to give birth to our kid, you know, to our baby. She was due that week, you know. And basically, I was coming back from a run in TJ, you know, like a three-day run. And she was due that weekend, you know. And we had a little fight, and I was going to help a friend get some medicine on Friday afternoon, you know. And something happened, and it was Sunday night, and I was looking at my cell phone to see if I had a message from my wife, you know, and see if she was in labor or what was going on, you know, and that's kind of how it was for me, you know, and still, I didn't think I had a problem with drinking or using, you know, I thought, you know, I like to party, you know, that's what it is. Sometimes I'm depressed, you know, sometimes I like to do crazy stuff, you know, but I'm just a little crazy, you know, but that's it, you know, and that's basically what happened, you know. She was leaving, and this time I didn't want to go, you know, I wanted to stay. And I knew I had heard something about anonymous programs out there. And one thing, I didn't know much about them, but I knew they were free, you know. And and I knew I hadn't tried any of them before, you know. So that was the perfect alibi for me. You know, I told her, you know what, look, hold on, you know, stay here a couple more days. I'm going to try this program. I think it's called MA, you know, for people that like to smoke like I do. And you know, let me just try that. You know, this time I'm serious. I'm going to get into a program, you know. Of course, I didn't want to quit working. I didn't want to pay for one of those expensive rehabs. I wanted to go to a couple meetings, you know, just chill and get the home going fine again. And then, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. So what happened was I went to that meeting. You know, it was an MA meeting for Marijuana Anonymous. And basically the next day, I wanted to go to another meeting and didn't have one. You know, and they said, you know, you can go to AA because it's a similar program. So I went to AA for the first time, you know, that next day. And what happened was, you know, I heard people share. And I said, well, I mean, I felt like that. You know, that's kind of like how I drank, you know. I never got a DUI, but I crashed a car. And I crashed a motorcycle, you know, and I did drink like that. You know, I saw a lot of coincidences, you know, and all of a sudden, by the end of the meeting, I identify myself as an alcoholic. You know, that's how quickly it was for me. You know, I guess it was the right time. I was desperate enough. I don't know what it was. But after that meeting, you know, they told me, you know, yes, come back on Thursday. You know, we'll just keep coming back. You know, and I came back, and I heard somebody share, you know, and I liked what he shared, and I identified with that person. And somebody told me, you know, if you want to do this, you have to get a book and get a sponsor and do all that stuff, you know, and just don't drink today. And I remember, you know, back then thinking, it was like my third day in the program, you know. And I was thinking, wow, man, how am I not going to drink? You know, like the only thing that I really, really do, that I really, really enjoy and really, really have fun with is drinking and using, you know, like that's how I really get a rush. You know, I remember just going to parties, like going to bars, staying late at night and just having fun, you know, just don't worry about anything else. And somebody in that meeting told me, you know what, don't worry about the rest of your life. Just worry about today. You know, just don't drink and use today and just keep coming back, you know, and get a sponsor and do all that. And all of a sudden, I felt that desperation, you know, and that humility, you know, and that I basically cried for help, you know, and I asked the guy that I heard sharing to be my sponsor that day, you know, and he said, you know, just call me tomorrow and we'll see what happens, you know. And I did call him tomorrow, you know, and I went to the meeting that he told me to go to. And I think basically I at that time I just did everything that he told me to do. You know, I knew that there was something in these rooms that was good for me. You know, that I didn't know exactly what it was. I kind of like was thinking, yes, I'm an alcoholic. You want me to say I'm an alcoholic? Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Some days I thought I was an alcoholic. Other days I didn't really identify, you know. But a few days into it, I really knew I was an alcoholic, you know. And I had been an alcoholic probably since I took my first drink when I was 13, you know. And I can tell you, I follow suggestions to the best of my ability, you know. I didn't do them perfectly, but I did follow my sponsor to his meetings. He took me to the steps. He told me to read the book with him. I did that, you know. I basically went through the steps with him. And for the first time in my life, I had a chance to really look at myself. You know, doing these steps, for the first time in my life, I remember him telling me, you know, sometimes we have resentments, you know, and I remember listening to that word, and I said, resentments, you know, I'm a pretty cool guy, I'm easygoing, you know, I don't have resentments, you know, I never had a resentment in my life, you know. And I was talking to him on the phone, I remember, and all of a sudden, it came down to me that, fuck, man, I've been resentful. Like, I get a new resentment every 5 minutes. I was resentful at him, you know, for telling me I had resentments. You know, that was like the beginning for me. You know, like the beginning, you know, where I got to really see the power that there is in these steps. You know, and I got to write my inventory, you know, and I got to share with him. And a little bit after that, I got to do the inventory with another guy that asked me to be his sponsor. And I just kept going to the same meetings. And today I have like 1 year and 8 months sober. You know, I never drank again after I got into these rooms. And for a guy like me, I'll tell you that's pretty amazing. You know, because if you ask me, you know, after that weekend, if I ever was going to be sober, you know, or I plan to be sober for all this time, I will tell you, you know, I'm just going to wait for my wife to be, you know, cool with me again, and then I'll we'll just go have fun again, you know. And I wish I could tell you, you know, everything else, but all I can say is AA is not the way I thought it was, you know. An alcoholic is not the guy that I thought an alcoholic was, and I had to really read that book, you know, the big book, to really understand what an alcoholic is, you know. And today, I'm very grateful for this program. And I'm happy that I found a solution for my problem, you know, and I'm happy that today I have guidelines, you know, to do life, you know, to be able to be a good husband, you know, to be a father and to be a human being, you know, and to don't have to go back at my solution, you know, that I had before, you know, which was drinking and using, you know, to go through life. So for all of you guys here that are new and are thinking that parties is still fun, just don't worry about tomorrow. You know, just worry about today. Don't drink today. Keep coming back and get somebody and just follow the suggestions. Thank you, guys. And